Smallbiz America. The brain. Joining us on this segment is Evan Singer. He's the president of Smart Biz Loans, an expert at all things small business financing, really focused on helping small business owners get the funding they need for their business. It's a very popular subject, particularly since the 2007-8 scenario that we've all encountered. Evan, welcome to the program.
David, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you. So there's a few things to cover around capital. You've said that it's very critically important for people who have businesses to focus on building separate credit profiles for the business and their personal. Let's unpack that a little bit and see how you like to advise your clients and associates to approach this.
Sure. So a couple reasons why. First is many lenders look at a business credit. And so it is in the business's best interest to support and drive that business credit score. And there's several ways that folks can do that, including working with Dun & Bradstreet, making sure they pay their bills on time. And so it's certainly important if a small business wants to get credit that they work on and improve their business credit score. There's other reasons as well. Certainly from a liability standpoint, it is helpful to have your business assets separate from your personal assets. Nobody wants to have their personal assets at risk. So there are multiple reasons why this is important.
Excellent. And is there what I'll call an equivalent to FICO in the world of business credit? I guess that might be D&B, Dun & Bradstreet, for those that aren't familiar. But anything to talk about around that?
Yeah, there's several different types of business credit scores. So D&B does do a business credit report. Experian does a business credit report. We actually use something that is FICO generated. FICO has a business credit scoring model called Liquid Credit, and all SBA loans have to go through this scoring model that are sub $350,000. So the SBA actually uses FICO's credit scoring model.
Say once again the name of that FICO product. It was slightly unintelligible just because of the phone.
Sure. It's Liquid Credit.
Liquid Credit. Okay. Very good.
Liquid Credit. Yeah. And it is similar to a FICO score number, though the range is a little bit different than what a consumer score would have.
Okay, and I'm guessing that it, like FICO, it has algorithmic a view of behavior, how late you are. Do you have lates? Are there any derogatories? Does it read a lot like a bureau score report, but for the business?
Yeah, it's a pure number score, and they take into account both business credit scoring factors as well as personal credit score. So it's important that a business also keeps their personal credit score up, not just because it will be factored into some of these business credit scoring models, but also from a lender standpoint. Lenders will look at both your business credit score as well as your personal credit score.
Sure.
So it's important that both are as high as folks can get them.
So at the end of the day, quality really matters when you're going for debt financing. I guess that's the takeaway around all of this, isn't it, Evan?
Yeah, the way I like to discuss it with our customers is that if folks want to get the lowest possible pricing on a business loan, so our business loans have rates of 6.25% to 7.25% terms, 10-year terms, so it results in very low monthly payments. If folks want to get financing with low rates and long terms, they've got to focus on their business credit, their personal credit. And then the other key factor that lenders will look at is the cash flow for both the business as well as the business owners. Lenders want to make sure that businesses can afford their loan payments. And so it's critically important that folks have the cash flow to support their loan payments. Otherwise, the lender is obviously not going to want to lend to somebody that can't pay them back.
Okay, terrific. I wanted to switch gears slightly. Smart Biz Loans. Let's talk a little bit about the process your team uses to begin to look at giving a small business a loan? What does that process look like? What can folks expect when they work with you?
Sure. I think overall, what we're really focused on is making SBA loans easy for small businesses. That's what we do. And we have an online application. We also have a concierge service with relationship managers here in San Francisco that can work directly with businesses to answer any questions they have. And then our banks license our software to auto-underwrite and auto-originate these loans. So we're able to deliver funds as fast as a week after the business completes their application. So it's really focused on making it easy for businesses to tap into this low interest rate, long-term loan with the low monthly payment. So that's kind of what we do. All of our loans have 6.25% to 7.25%
wow.
interest rate, and they all carry a 10-year term. We can do longer terms if somebody is purchasing or refinancing commercial real estate. Our terms can go as long as 25 years. But
sure.
we only do SBA loans. And the SBA actually sets a ceiling on what can be charged. And so our lenders follow the SBA. So again, because we're just doing SBA loans, our interest rates don't go above that. The rates are variable. So they're currently, it's prime plus 3.25 to prime plus 4.25, which gets us to that 6.25 to 7.25 range.
Okay. What type of customers in terms of their revenue profiles are optimal for you?
Yeah, our typical customers are at least 5 years in business, though we will go as low as 2 years. But a typical customer looks like they've been around for five to 10 years. They've got revenue from, call it $500,000 a year to $5 million a year. They've got anywhere from one or two employees to 10 or 12 employees. We are across all 50 states. We don't focus on any one industry. So we have multiple different types of businesses that we help. What the businesses do have, though, is they all can show that they can make their loan payments. So they all show positive cash flow and that they can afford the loan payment. So for example, a $100,000 loan has a monthly payment of about $1,100 a month.
Sure.
And so the businesses are going to have to show that they can afford $1,100 a month payment. And that's critical.
Sure.
In the underwriting process.
Sure, fundamental. And I love the simplicity, the fact that you're only focusing on one product, which is unusual in terms of who I've encountered, both through interviews here and in my own world. This idea that you focus only on SBA product, it's a 10-year, here's the range. Now, term financing, that tends to sound like it's asset-based, but are there other applications of capital that this product might apply to?
Yeah, from an asset standpoint, the SBA does require that we take a lien on business assets. But as far as use of proceeds and what people use the funds for,
sure,
it's really a broad range. I mean, we provide working capital. We do quite a bit of debt refinancing. So as
sure,
mentioned
yeah,
earlier in the conversation, back in 2008, when a lot of the banks pulled out of the smaller loan market and alternative lenders came in, those alternative lenders, though they're fast, they're expensive. And I think businesses are starting to look at how expensive they are, and they're wanting to refinance that debt to get a lower monthly payment and a lower rate.
Absolutely.
So we do a lot of debt refinancing. We also will do business acquisition. We do real estate purchases, real estate refinancing, hiring, marketing. I mean, really, it's a broad range of proceeds that we do. One thing that's interesting, though, our model is an SBA loan marketplace. So we have multiple banks that license our technology. And what we do is we help in an automated fashion using our software. We will send the right small business to the right bank that's going to say yes. So what a lot of small businesses find is their local community bank may not actually be willing to fund a loan for specific use of proceeds that business wants to do. What's important that folks understand is not all banks will say yes to the same things. So by leveraging technology, we can get the borrower to a yes. So a lot of our customers will come to us and say, hey, my bank has told me no, and you guys are saying yes to me. And we can do that leveraging technology. We can also do it quite a bit faster than anybody in the marketplace. As I mentioned, as fast as a week after somebody completes their application. So it's a much easier process.
That's brilliant. Again, I'll mention the website, www.smartbizloans.com, just like it sounds, www.smartbizloans.com. We're visiting with Evan Singer. He's the president of the company based out of San Francisco. So it sounds like you have partner banks that participate using your software. Do I have that right? Is that structurally what we're looking at here?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly right. So there's, from a marketplace standpoint, so folks, businesses will come to us. We'll send the right business to the right bank. The banks that are on our platform license our software so that they can underwrite and originate very quickly and easily.
Beautiful.
And then the borrowers on the front end can use a dynamic online application that only asks the questions that are pertinent to that business. And so it is a much faster, easier process for them. And then we combine that with white glove service with relationship managers here in San Francisco.
Beautiful. So there's not only the technology that you're leveraging, but also the customer relationship factor around all of this. And it's true, many community banks have long lists of uses of funds or business sectors that they're unable to lend to. In fact, from the bankers I've talked to, that list has been getting longer, not shorter. So thank goodness for services like you that can help sort it out and actually fan it out to multiple bank participants when they're seeking capital. I wanted to switch gears slightly as we begin to round out this segment. You've served as chief revenue officer at a couple of different companies, and I just wanted to touch on these experiences. Milton's Baking, Purity Organic, and Align Technology. So it sounds like two sort of food and beverage sort of space companies, and then finally a technology company. Any takeaways from those experiences that might interest our entrepreneurial audience?
Well, I mean, I've been in the shoes of a small business. I've started up my own businesses. I've worked at small companies and medium-sized companies. And really what I've done for most of my career is build and grow teams and brands and businesses across different industries. And if I were to, kind of comment on my experience, what I've kind of seen work really well in any small business is focus and making sure folks understand kind of where you're looking to go the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and then having a plan in place that will specifically enable you to achieve those goals that you want to achieve. And having that organized plan seems to really help, or has helped me in my career.
That's brilliant. I love that. It's ubiquitous to success in any business, those points that you bring forward. We've been visiting with Evan Singer. He's the president of Smart Biz Loans, an expert around all things small business financing. The website, www.smartbizloans.com. Evan, we'll do it again. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
David, thank you for having me.
Small Biz America.